This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about we never know who God will work through. And I had this thought as I was looking through some fun pictures of my birthday from last year. It was a significant birthday, and a couple of weeks before my birthday, I was casually talking to God, and I said I was going to be in New York City celebrating with family and friends, and there was a particular person in the entertainment world that I sure would love to meet. And so as soon as I said those words, the thought quickly left my mind, and I never thought about it again. And then fast forward 3 weeks later, I'm attending a dear friend's wedding, and I'm talking with one of the guests at the brunch the following day. Then I'm casually sharing I'm going to be in New York City for my birthday the following weekend, and I sure would love to meet this person. Well, the lady sitting across from me overheard our conversation and asked me when exactly would I be in New York and when would I want to meet this person, because she would just simply text her to see if she was available for us to meet. Now, needless to say, I almost fell off my chair, but I was so moved by this. And the point of the story is the lady sitting across from me was the pastor who performed the wedding ceremony. So I never connected a pastor to someone who lived in a different state and certainly in the entertainment world, but she knew her. And so this was just a reminder for me that we never know who God will work through. And so that is why I always keep this scripture top of mind: trust in the Lord with all thine heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, be open to who God might work through in your life.